Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Before we jump into today's episode, a quick word about one of our show partners, High Smile. So you know that we love a scoop around here at Breaking Beauty, and that's why I was excited to try the brand new High Smile PAP Plus Teeth Whitening Formula. It just dropped this week, and I got a chance to try it. And a lot of people are dubbing this sort of the future of teeth whitening. What it is, it's clinically proven to whiten teeth in just one 10-minute treatment without any pain or sensitivity. And that's all really due to the fact that it doesn't have any peroxide in the formula. So when you get it at home, what's included in the box, there's an LED device, there's a mouth tray, and 6 teeth whitening pods, plus a shade guide so you can sort of gauge how bright your smile is afterwards. So what I did the treatment before bed, and I made sure to brush my teeth very thoroughly for about 2 minutes before I started. And then what you do is you just pop open one of the teeth whitening pods, you apply the gel on the top and the bottom of the mouth tray, you pop it in, and you power on the LED device, and you just sit there for 10 minutes. So what I noticed after the treatment, first of all, there was 0 sensitivity, and I have experienced that in the past. So I can attest there was no pain at all. And I definitely noticed that my smile was brighter, and I appreciated that I could do it from the comfort of my own couch, because I just have not been getting to my dentist as regularly as in other years, just because of COVID and everything that's going on. So very convenient. So if you'd like to get your hands on the High Smile new PAP Plus clinically proven peroxide-free range of smile care products, you can today via their website at highsmileteeth.com. That's highsmileteeth.com. And we'll link to that website in our show notes and on our blog. Now, onto the podcast.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello, and welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
I'm Jill Dunn, and I'm here virtually with my co-host, Carlene Higgins. You just heard her. Hey, Carlene.
Hi.
So we are two beauty editors turned podcasters, and today we are back with a founder episode.
Today's episode is the backstory behind the $265 or $350, depending on which side of the border you're on, face cream that was recently voted the number one greatest skincare of all time by WWD's Beauty Inc. magazine. That's right, the GOAT. So we thought, sounds like a breakthrough. Sounds like a job for Breaking Beauty. We're talking about Augustinus Bader's The Rich Cream.
I mean, honestly, I could hardly believe it. I had to hunt down the article myself and look at it with my own two eyes, because frankly, the brand is only 3 years old and it topped mm-hmm. iconic products like the Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair and Biologic Recherche P50. Like, how is that even possible? So today we wanted to understand more about why it is so special. So we're chatting with the creator, Dr. Augustinus Botter himself, along with his co-founder, investment banker, Charles Rosier.
It's quite amazing how quickly Augustinus Botter became the name on everyone's lips in the past couple of years, particularly among celebrities. I know the makeup artist Patty Dubroff is sort of an ambassador. I think Bobby Brown is. Just seems like everyone has been talking about it.
Yes. And of course, Victoria Beckham, she collaborated with Augustinus Botter when she launched her skincare. Mm-hmm. So this is basically like Hollywood royalty right now.
Totally. And it's one of the things that apparently even us everyday folks don't mind splurging on during the pandemic. In fact, purchases of the rich cream more than tripled from 2019 to 2020, from $20 million to $70 million in sales. But don't worry, guys, if the price tag scares you off, we have a giveaway for you.
Check us out over at Breaking Beauty Podcast on Instagram, and we're going to put more details up about our giveaway a little later this week. So be sure to follow us so you don't miss any opportunities to try it for yourself. And interestingly, the rich cream was actually reformulated last month. So now it's completely vegan, and it's also available at Sephora. So you can use those rouge points to save up. Mm-hmm. I've been trying it just for a few days, but I know you've done the homework. You've tried it for about 3 weeks now. What can you tell the people about actually using it and what results you saw?
Okay. So first of all, I have to tell you which one I used, because out of the gate, they came out with the cream and the rich cream. So depending on, you know, if you're more oily combination, you're going to use the cream. If you have more dry skin, you're going to use the rich cream. So I started out using the rich cream and I was like, I don't know that I like really see that much after a week or so of using it. Started using the cream, and I definitely am noticed like a retexturizing going on, more of a refined finish to my skin that I really like.
And I think that's because it has a little bit of vitamin A in it. Mm-hmm.
I actually, this is like rich person's hack.
I actually use the cream at night because it does have that bit of vitamin A in it. So I don't like to use that during the day.
And then I use the rich cream in the morning under my sunscreen. So I'm actually loving the combination of using both, because I do find whenever I use a cream that has that retexturizing, my skin tends to dry out. So I love the combo of both. But I am seeing results after 3 weeks. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, all of it. Yum, yum, yum.
So what you're telling me is that we're going to have to sell more ads in this show so you can afford this new habit of a $265 cream for the morning and a separate one for a night.
And don't fast forward through the ads either, because we need that Augustinus Botter money.
And you know what? I think we need to specify that this formulation is so incredibly complex and innovative, you know, and it's got some serious credentials behind it. Professor Botter is a German biomedical scientist. He's a physician and one of the foremost experts in the field of stem cell biology and regenerative medicine.
He's basically taken 30 years of research in stem cell biology, where he developed a groundbreaking wound gel that heals severe skin burns without the need for surgery or skin graft. So imagine like applying a topical cream that heals severe burns. They don't have to have an operation. It's like mind blowing. So he's taken all of that technology, and that's what inspired the bright blue bottle that we know today, that's racked up like 40 awards, I think.
And of course, it's not this hydrogel that he was putting on skin graft patients just bottled. Mm-hmm. You know, we really wanted to understand the differences between what he created in the lab to help, you know, burn victims and what's in the bottle today. So we're going to unpack all of that. And we're also going to find out how it is different from La Mer. I know a lot of our listeners were asking us about that. And finally, we're going to get a sneak peek at the surprising new products that are in development right this minute.
Here they are, the brilliant minds behind Augustinus Botter. Hey guys, today's episode is about legit luxury. In other words, going beyond the buzz. And on that note, I want to interrupt our chat for a moment to tell you about the label I'm investing in my wardrobe that also happens to be one of our show partners today, Jenni Kayne. Jenni Kayne for me is just really meeting the moment right now. It's all about well-made, classic neutrals for your home and your wardrobe. And to me, her pieces are all about the high-gi aesthetic that so many of us are embracing right now. I want to be surrounded by things that make me feel cozy. I want my sweaters to say, hug me, you know? And I know she's really well known for her signature mules, but it's the Jenny Kane slippers for me. Before these, I basically never wore slippers. I just let my toes be icy all the time because, frankly, I didn't really like the look or clunkiness of most slippers. That is, until I met the Jenny Kane suede Moroccan slipper. It's like a tan color, the ones that I got, and it's got a shearling lining. You can fold them down at the back of the heel or flip it up to cover your heel. And this is elevated living, you guys. Even my jogging pants look way more chic when I have my new slippers on, which I absolutely adore because my desk/vanity is in the basement under the stairs. So not only do they look great, but they keep my feet warm too. Game changer. Like, I suddenly wear slippers every day now. Who am I? What I really love about Jenny Kane is that everything she makes will always be in style. They're like curated wardrobe staples, very LA, very laid back. It's the stuff you're going to wear time and time again. So it's worth the money. Find your forever pieces at jennykane.com and get 15% off your first order when you use code BEAUTY at checkout. We'll link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. That's jennykane.com, promo code BEAUTY for 15% off your first order.
So, Professor Botter, just to recap your revolutionary research, essentially you were able to create a hydrogel that repairs traumatic wounds in the skin. And you were able to do that by kickstarting the body's own dormant stem cells to have the skin heal itself, eliminating the need for skin grafts. And that's just truly remarkable. And so, Charles, as a biotech investor, what was your connection to all of this? And what potential did you see in Professor Botter's work and how it could be applied in the skincare world?
When we met with Agustinus, our conversation was more on the spinal cord injury side. But then two to three years after, I visited him in Leipzig because Agustinus is still today the head of research at the University of Leipzig in stem cell biology. And so when I visited him, we were at a dinner and Agustinus shared with me pictures of a four-year-old girl that was burned second and third degree after standing in boiling water at the level of her feet and and legs. The head of reconstruction surgery at the University Hospital in Munich was an intern in transplant surgery with Agustinus 20 years before. And therefore, they kept this friendship and he was aware of Agustinus' research and development of the wound gel. And that girl was actually the daughter of a friend of his. And therefore, you know, he decided, and with the agreement of the ethical board of the University Hospital in Munich, to apply the wound gel on that girl. And Agustinus shared with me the pictures of 4 days after, and then 2 weeks after, 3 months after, 6 months after. And those pictures were mind-blowing because basically the skin graft was avoided and there was no scarring, no consequences.
Amazing.
Which for a child is incredibly, life-changing because if she would have received the skin graft at the level of the toes of her feet, as she would grow up, they would have needed to reoperate and reopen for the scarring maybe 10 to 20 times between her 4 years old to 18 years old. So you can imagine the pain of the skin graft. You can imagine the psychological trauma. Maybe she would have refused to go to the swimming pool with her friends. Maybe she would have refused to go on holidays on the seaside with her friends. So you have the pain, the psychological trauma, and then the addition of maybe 10 other operations while she was growing up. And thanks to Agustinus's discovery, which is, again, very disruptive, that wound gel, again, allowed those signals to trigger self-healing from her, which avoided the scarring. So it's not just, again, aesthetics. It's not, vanity. It's really how you change from suboptimal tissues to optimal tissues as well. And so I thought, okay, if this is possible, if that exists, how come this is not available? Because the Red Cross should have it. Doctor Without Borders should have it. A mother going on holidays with their children should have it. Like that should be something used as much and everywhere. And because I had experience, again, helping the research of other professor, as I said, with the French person, and I was a bit aware of you know, biotech companies, I know that the answer of why it's not widely available is that you have to conduct, you know, phase one, phase two, phase three clinical trials, and it requires tens of millions of dollars of investment. And Agustinus, being a university professor, he cannot finance such a massive investment. So at the time he showed me the pictures, they had done the phase one, but they needed more investment to complete the phase two. So my mind was, okay, how can we make that happen? How can we help him fund his research? And myself, I'm not a billionaire, and I could not at the time, you know, bring the capital to the table. But, you know, I was thinking, okay, burned skin to perfect skin. So I thought he can probably treat wrinkles. So in a very candid way, I asked him during that dinner, I said, can you do an anti-wrinkle cream that works? Mm-hmm. And his answer was, yes, why? And
of course.
Yeah, you know, we were at the dinner with other people. And so we had agreed to have breakfast the following morning prior of me taking back my plane back home. And I said, let's discuss it tomorrow morning. And in the following morning, I explained to Agustinus that the skincare industry could be a profitable industry, and that if he developed a cream, we could build a team to market and distribute that cream. And from the revenues of the cream, that could finance his research and the clinical trials. So once the investment to create the cream was made, he could focus on his research, and the funding would come regularly from the proceeds of the cream.
Right.
So that was the concept. And it took me 2 years to convince him, actually.
Yeah. What you didn't tell him is that he was going to have to do a podcast and yes. explain everything yeah. in great yeah. detail. Yes. You yeah. left that yes. part out, Charles.
Yes, yeah. true. I admit.
So we know that the first products that you launched with, which was just a few years ago now, was the rich cream and the cream. And we're going to get into what makes them so special in just a moment. But I just want to clarify for the wound cream, because it really is miraculous, these results and these life-changing results that they've made in the medical field. And I'm curious, because I hear stem cells, and being, you know, a layperson myself, I immediately start thinking about the injectable stem cell therapies that you think of with athletes that help them to heal faster. And I'm kind of like, was the wound cream like a topical version of that? Or is there sort of a way you could explain it to a layperson what it actually is?
No, there was no single stem cell involved, because your body is full of billions of stem cells. And there are a lot of clinical trials which actually show that injecting stem cells has, for example, in cardiovascular therapies that it studies, has marginal effects of 4% improvement in clinical outcomes. So it was not so massive, not so big. Of course, stem cells, when they die, they release growth factors and contribute a little thing. But the developments, in a way, was in a way going almost in the opposite direction, stopping to take stem cells because there are a lot of discussions, there are a lot of problems to make them. Then, you know, the people started to genetically manipulate the cells. You have to prepare such cells. And there are a lot of drawbacks. If you would be a patient, seeing as from a patient point of view, if there's something which you can do as a point of care, and just like we speak to each other, you change your behavior, you learn something, you do something. You imagine the stem cells are the same. They're just speaking to each other. And we help them to go back on the track by helping them to navigate them in the right direction. So there's a different concept. And the early results, of course, were very anecdotal, almost too good to be true. Because mm-hmm. the mainstream thinking still today is that you need more stem cells. And if you accept that more stem cells cannot help more to solve the problem, because it creates chaos, and the coordination process of a stem cell with the environment is a little bit like in an orchestra. So imagine you're conductor of an orchestra, you speak to about 100 musicians, but they speak back to you. And this is a dynamic process which creates the piece of art. And 20 million musicians would not help either at the moment. It wouldn't make it any better because the change is too fast. So, and if I would cut myself from a life tenet, maybe just two or three stem cells involved, still they can fix it. So it's a process of understanding that it's the communication between the neighboring cells. And if there are no neighboring cells, it makes it a little bit more complicated because the signals are missing.
Maybe if I can just interrupt one second. I think what is important to actually summarize is the fact that both in the wound gel as well as in the skincare product, there are no stem cells. Mm-hmm. And where Agustinus science and technology is disruptive is until Agustinus discoveries and still today, most of the state-of-the-art stem cell technology is about cultivation of stem cells and reinjection of stem cells in your body, or taking some stem cells from one, you know, place in your body, like the bone marrow, and then reinjecting them somewhere else.
Yes, exactly.
Where Agustinus science is completely disruptive and different is that he doesn't believe in the need for the body to get more stem cells and to inject stem cells. He has discovered the signals that awaken your dormant mm-hmm. stem cells that are everywhere in your body. And therefore, locally, when you have a trauma or aging, etc., you have stem cells everywhere. And Agustinus' assumption and discoveries are that there is never a shortage of stem cells in our body, and there is never a concern that our stem cells are too old. Mm-hmm. And therefore, there is no need to inject stem cells. Mm-hmm. And as he said, injecting stem cells can even be dangerous, because yes. that's what he described about the chaos, that mm-hmm. having suddenly a massive amount of stem cells that is not orchestrated. So Agustinus' discovery is amazing, because not only it's about using our inner doctor and our own healing capacity, but it's following the natural orchestra and healing process of our body. It's not about disrupting and creating something that can actually be dangerous. Mm-hmm. You know, in the past, it has been discovered that injecting stem cells from other animals or peoples, etc., could trigger cancer, could have issues about viruses. Mm-hmm. So his approach is actually very safe, because it's all about naturally reinjecting communication signals that naturally occur and sometimes, right. as he said, are blocked, because the injury can be too big. So the communication is interrupted. So the wound gel was a hydrogel that just contained a second set of signals that could not arrive on the site of the injury. Right. But there is no stem cells in that wound gel, the same way there are no stem Got cells it. In our creams. And actually, if you think about it, I don't think living stem cells could survive in a cream environment.
Right, totally.
So that's why we don't want, and if you look at our communication, we hardly talk about stem cells, in the sense that we don't want to scare people and have an ambiguity that suddenly we claim, because there's no stem cells in those products, and we're yeah. not here to create something that can be dangerous for the body. It's really, again, exactly. communication to empower your own mm-hmm. healing capacity.
Exactly. That's why I'm so glad we're having this conversation, because you do hear, as I was saying earlier, you hear stem cells, and there's so much associated with that, right? Like I said, injecting athletes, that kind of a thing. So it's really interesting to note that it's just a completely different and unique approach that doesn't involve trying to jam stem cells from a foreign source back into the skin, whether it's plant or animal derived or what have you. So totally different approach here. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Skillshare. So I wonder how many of you are out there taking this time during the pandemic to work on a project that you've always had in the back of your head, but never had time to get it going. Okay, if this isn't you, you know, you do you, one day at a time. I get that. Personally, I am coming around to working on something that I'm really excited about. I can't talk about it too much, but it's creative and I'll be doing lots of writing. Frankly, it's a little daunting to get started, though, I'll be honest. Like, where do I start? How do I edit it all down, this big topic, into one beautiful, cohesive thing? That's why I was really excited when Skillshare wanted to partner up with our show. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers memberships among fellow creatives. And what I like is that the courses are super relevant to things I'm really interested in using in my own life, and they're quick and easy to do. So for example, creative nonfiction, Write Truth with Style by acclaimed American journalist Susan Orlean, staff writer with The New Yorker. So in under 2 hours, I'll be refreshing my skills on organizing my notes, zeroing in on dialogue and quotes, weaving in expert opinions. this is the refresher I need to get a fire going under my butt and just make the whole thing feel like I can do this. They've also got cool classes that I think might interest a lot of you looking to up your social media game, like how to shoot, script, and edit on YouTube, taught by Marcus Keith Brownlee, the YouTuber who's interviewed Obama. Illustration, graphic design, photography, freelance, entrepreneurship. They've got a ton of topics I totally can see myself sinking my teeth into. And what I love is that Skillshare is VV affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes that, frankly, I wouldn't want to go to in real life right now anyway. Check it out. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/beauty and get a free trial of premium membership. We're going to link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. That's Skillshare.com/beauty for a free trial of premium membership. And now back to today's guest.
Now, Charles, you mentioned clinical studies. Like, I've been using this for like 3 days. I don't look 25 yet. So can you tell me when I'm going to look 25 or what the results were that you saw in these clinicals that you were like, this is going to be a blockbuster? What can people expect if they use this product?
Actually, we did something that I think we can still find it on our website. We did what we call the 27 days. So we hired a producer from the BBC.
Planet Earth, right?
Yeah, Planet Earth. Yeah. And we hired as well one of the cameramen of Planet Earth that has this macro camera. I think there is only two macro camera, as you know, and he was filming ants and flowers in the Amazonian before. And so very different from the beauty world, not people that got involved in any beauty advertising before. Again, BBC documentary type of people. And we had seven subjects from 25 years old till 70 years old being actually filmed on a daily basis during those 27 days. And we had the dermatology independent camera to also film, you know, the difference between day one and day 27. Mm-hmm. The progress, both in terms of texture of the skin, i.e. sun damage, redness, one subject had acne, therefore inflammation, wrinkles, etc. The proportion was, again, those dermatology cameras, sometimes they measure also your theoretical skin age. Mm-hmm. So I guess after 27 days, which seems very dramatic, but we had, I think, one of the subjects that had sun damage, his skin age was measured at 7 years younger by that camera. So,
oh wow, okay.
The results are quite significant. And so that's one way to measure again. And we did again for the Rich Cream clinical trials on top of consumer trials. So we try to add a layer of trials because I think skincare companies usually do consumer trials, but we yes. try as well to have clinical trials to have also independent measurement with independent instruments of mm-hmm. the actual effect, so that it's not just a, let's say, a subjective judgment from the consumer, but actually a measurable impact.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we see very significant, you know, improvement in different condition that people have, whether it's, depth of the wrinkle. Because again, I guess, and that's what Agustus is doing with his science, is by nourishing your skin cells and trying to create an optimal environment, you actually improve the elasticity of the skin. So there are no real fillers in our cream. So if the wrinkle situation improves, it's not due to an artificial filler or silicones that would fill the crack in our skin.
Right.
It's actually improving the elasticity of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that's why it's not necessarily after 2 days that you will see an impact, mm-hmm. because it's not like a makeup that you, again, there is no silicones and fillers, so you don't have an immediate impact, but you can see and consumer have seen an improvement over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is it actually getting the cells to communicate at a deeper level? Because, you know, as beauty journalists, you hear it all the time. Like, there's only so much your skincare can penetrate, right? So is it going deeper than other creams to actually do that function?
No, it's not a question of depth. And again, as you're absolutely right, there are regulation in the skincare industry and your products cannot go too deep and cannot, you know, that's why we don't have any nanostructures
right.
in our cream and we're not looking to go in the blood flow and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually have, again, skin stem cells and cells at the, you know, at the top layers of your skin. Your skin stem cells are everywhere. Like your stem cells are everywhere in your body. So it's not a question of going deeper. It's really a question of, again, creating an optimal environment so your skin cells work at their best.
And, got it. Thank you.
So in a nutshell, what exactly is the proprietary technology, TFC8, as it's called, that you developed for the brand? And how does it work?
Technology basically is what we call the TFC8. It is this assembly of signaling compounds which allow our own cells in our skin to make the signals. And there are two innovations. One of them is a transporting mechanism behind it to transport the ingredients to the environment of your own repair cells, which is a lipid structure. And very often we use ceramides, which, and you can imagine a little bit like in a big train where there's the engine in front. It's a pulling structure. It pulls many wagons with a lot of goodies and nice people coming behind. And these other ingredients are the vitamins, lipids, and nutrients. And it's the concentration and the composition of these ingredients which help our own repair processes to be done properly. So it's not just flooding something with a lot, but in a very, very, very adjusted way, what this cells really need. That's the innovation behind it.
Okay, gotcha.
We noticed that recently some big news that Augustin Espadar made was voted number one in Women's Wear Daily Beauty Inc.'s The Greatest Skincare of All Time. That was in February. I noticed in that same article that the La Mer Moisturizing Cream was number two. And so when we read that, we thought, hey, that's been around for quite some time and is around the same price point, and it has a history with wound healing and everything. Of course, that was created many, many years ago. And I'm just wondering if people ask you about if there's any similarities. Is it a coincidence? Is there any similarities at all? I'm sure people are curious.
I also have to note in our Facebook chat room, because we said, what do you want to know from the founders of Augustin Espadar? And one of the questions right away that came up, how's it different from La Mer? So that's what they want to know.
I mean, I think you have some answers in your question because, as you said, La Mer is 40 years ago. So anyway, that's a big first part of the answer. Again, Augustin's discovery are really disruptive. They're new. Nobody before him found the know-how and that knowledge about the signals and what exact dosage and what is the mechanism that really trigger our own healing capacity. And also, again, 18 months of work has been done to translate that in a skincare product that could be authorized by the skincare regulation and industry, because obviously the ingredients that we can use in a skincare product are very different than the ingredients that you can use for, there's nothing common in the wound gel and the skincare line. And again, the wound gel was adapted for wounds. And in order to work, you need actually the skin to be open and blood to be there, et cetera, et cetera. And the skincare product is about, again, intact skin and the upper layer of that intact skin. So really the approach and that product, according to us, is very disruptive. I would be curious to compare clinical trials or on La Mer and our product, but you know, we're not really aware of what are the claims and capacity of La Mer to really compare both products. I think also to finalize the answer, I think the reason why we also called Augustinus Bader with the name of Augustinus is also to be very transparent in the sense that people could actually research what Augustinus' work and research has been and you know, that he actually does exist and the science behind can be checked. So I think we live in a world, as you said, where a lot of things and claims are made and it's confusing for the consumer. And that's why I think it's a great opportunity today to describe Augustin's work, but that's why, you know, we need more explaining, but there is also the possibility for a consumer to research that work. And that's the reason why the brand carries his name.
That's a good point.
Jumping in for a quick word from one of our show partners, She's Birdie. So I don't know if all of you are like me or not, but when I leave the house, I basically have a checklist of what I need to bring with me. So I need my mask, my phone, my AirPods, my keys, my wallet. And I've actually added one more thing to my essentials, and that is Birdie. Birdie is a personal safety alarm that attaches to my keychain, and it's designed to be easy to carry and simple to use. And it's really given me peace of mind when I take my daily walks. So how it works, it's a lightweight handheld device. It's about the size of a lighter, I would say. And it comes in several different bright, fun colors. It's kind of like an accessory that way. And it has a smooth silicone exterior. And on one side, there's a small speaker about the size of a thumbprint. And on the other side, there's a light. And there's a metal pin on the top. So how you use it, if you feel like you're in danger, you simply pull the pin and it emits a very loud siren. It's about the same decibel level as a jet engine, and this flashing light to help deter any unwanted aggressions. What I like about Birdie so much is that it draws attention to your situation, but unlike pepper spray or other deterrents, Birdie is of no danger to me. And I definitely am not alone in loving this product. More than 300,000 Birdie alarms have been sold, and they have thousands of five-star reviews. She's Birdie is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase when you go to shesbirdie.com/breaking. Go to shesbirdie, spelled shesbirdie.com/breaking for 15% off your first purchase. That's shesbirdie.com/breaking. We'll link to that offer in our show notes and on our blog. Now back to today's chat.
And I know that there were a lot of expansions. So you started with the two products, the cream and the rich cream. And the end of last year, we saw a lot of extensions, like an essence, a face oil, cleansing balm, cleansing gel. But I also read somewhere that we're unlikely to see a sunscreen from Augustina Spatter anytime soon. Why might that be?
We have been working on sunscreen. There's actually one in preparation that is coming. Ooh. But in the early phases...
Did you hear that? Breaking news here, guys. Breaking news.
Yep.
And we're just wanting to understand a little bit about the latest update from Augustina Spatter, which is that the rich cream got an upgrade, which is frankly a little bit dangerous to do when you have a cult product out there. People don't like it when you start changing the formula. So I think our listeners are interested in knowing maybe why you changed it and some of the updates to the formula.
So the process, you're absolutely right. It's considered a cult product that has won so many awards. And therefore, it's kind of counterintuitive to change the formula, especially right, because the product is only 3 years old. But the reality is already 18 months ago, and Augustus can comment a bit further, but in some ways, the creams were Augustus' first experience with the skincare industry and the formulation. I guess, you know, like every scientist and researcher, he learned through the process. So there was a dialogue between us on the possibility as well, because as Augustus said, that TFCA technology, that technology about nourishing your skin cells to try to make them work in an optimal way, can be done with ingredients that do not need to be harsh or chemical. And I think we saw recently in the market those trends where some beauty brands were incarnating natural, ingredients and clean beauty, etc. And other brands were the scientific kind of doctor brand, clinical. And mm-hmm. there was a kind of, you know, division between the two. Yeah. You would be either very scientific or you'd be very clean. And but therefore, kind of, you know, you make sure that you grow your own ingredient in the garden, but it's not very scientific, you know. Mm-hmm. And therefore, we saw, thanks to Augustus's discovery, an opportunity to reconcile both. Because as he said, there is no reason, because, you know, those signals that naturally occur in your body are made from vitamins you eat and other natural ingredients. So there is no reason to have, with Augustus's technology, that division. And our previous rich cream, for example, did not qualify the criteria of Goop for clean. It did qualify the criteria of cleanness for Neiman Marcus and other retailers, but didn't have, you know, some every distributor has different criteria. And it was a little bit frustrating for us because we consider our product like very safe and clean, not to be acknowledged as very safe and clean. So we went a bit further to try to make sure and reconcile and be able to be adopted as well by consumers that want vegan products, mm-hmm. that want products that are endorsed as clean by every single retailer, including a retailer like Goop. And thanks to Augustus technology, that was possible. And then we had a long process of work to try to keep the texture as close to the first texture mm-hmm. so that consumer would not feel lost. And as you said, frustrated because they would be, you know, fans and adopters of the first formula. And then they would get disappointed because they think, okay, they've changed the formula. It's not at all the same texture. It's not at all the same efficacy. Mm-hmm. And it's not. So I think we've succeeded, and the clinical trials have proven that we've succeeded to keep the same efficacy, even slightly higher. And I think the texture is incredibly similar. Mm-hmm. And we added some other elements, which are the fact that the cream is vegan. And again, mm-hmm. that has passed also not only the clean test of retailers such as Sephora, Neiman Marcus, and Bergdorf Goodman, you know, and Net-a-Porter and other platforms, but even Goop has adopted that cream in their assortment.
So you did it for Gwyneth.
Goop approved.
Not just for Gwyneth, but you know, it's again, you know, the it's true that there is a bit of a gray area nowadays on what mm-hmm. is considered clean and not clean, because some people have different lists.
Yes, there's no one consistent guidelines.
So tell us, what genius inventions can we expect next from the brand and the research that you're doing beyond skincare?
A big topic, of course, is preventive medicine, trying to understand why people age, why we have diseases, why we have trauma, and to help to find solutions for it. And it takes a long time, of course, from early phases to develop all this, but we are happy that we are going into clinical trial preparation phases now for different applications. And so the future, of course, is exciting, and we hope to fulfill these promises and these wishes that we had to go and develop treatments. You know, of course, diabetes, diabetic wound, chronic wounds directly relate to skin problems. There are other diseases like neurodermitis. We're even in the middle of developing a medical line already, which is more focusing on specific skin conditions. But apart from this, in the next years, I hope we can go into real medical applications.
Charles, anything you want to add for what's next for your partnership in the brand?
I think, yes, we want to, as Augustus said, actually, we consider that what we're doing as a technology platform, and actually we have two companies, you know, we have ASC Skin Therapeutics is the biotech company, and ASC Regenity is the skincare company, and both benefit from that technology platform, and they live together because one helps the funding of the other and the research of one helps the products of the other. So it's a synergetic, let's say, world for those companies. But for the skincare one, yes, we again believe that know-how and knowledge of Augustus, which is again unique and disruptive, might have other applications. So we want a curated line, you know, when it comes to skincare. We don't want to have 200 products like other brands, but a smaller assortment, but still an assortment that, as you said, we discussed now, for example, SPF. So, you know, the day we find a clean way to have clean screens and efficient ones, we will release a solo line. So there will be new releases for the skincare line. And we're also looking at the implication of Augustus discoveries for taking care of our hair and scalp. We are, you know, there are other arenas where we might have a point of view where that technology platform can express itself and be slightly disruptive. But we will be very careful that every product we release, you know, we will never release a product before going into clinical trials, before ensuring that its efficacy is second to none. And because we do not be, you know, we are aware that the market is crowded with products and the consumer do not need just one other product for the sake of one. Mm-hmm. So we really want to create hero products and solutions. And you know, we're investigating as we talk the potential efficiency on prevention of hair loss and things like that. So there are things in the pipeline, and we are mm-hmm. actively working on you know, we're benefiting again from a strong technology platform.
Okay. Well, if you can stop my hair from growing in gray, then you'll get an award from me personally. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts fixed. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Like a cherry bomb.